Now, by way of introducing my next piece about Jessie Buckley, especially for Jessie Buckley Weekend, I want you to have a listen to this and see can you recognise her voice on this clip. You believe is Jessie Buckley playing the harp and on vocals in a clip from a movie she was involved in 2011, a short film called Join My Band. And this was one of Jessie's first big roles in a lovely film about a teenage boy who starts a band in the hopes of meeting a girl. And Jessie plays that girl in the film. She plays the character of Stella, a harp-playing punk, would you believe? Well, our Alan O'Brien here in Radio Kerry tracked down Naomi Wright. And Naomi was the person behind that movie. She was the original person who directed and wrote the movie Join My Band, starring Jessie Buckley, a very young Jessie Buckley. And Naomi shared with Alan her memories of Jessie from way back then.
Many years ago, I wrote a short film called Join My Band, and it's a rom-com about a boy who sees a girl who he thinks is a bit of a punk rocker. He knows is into music, the new girl in school, so he decides to start a band to try and impress her. But there's a little bit of a fun twist in that he discovers that actually she's a harp player, not the punk rocker he imagined. And so I went to United Agents to ask if they had anyone who might be suitable to play the part. I wasn't actually hoping to find anyone who could play the harp. I just wanted a really good actress. And lo and behold, what great news. Lindy King, who is Jessie Buckley's agent, said, "You won't believe this, but we actually have a young actress who can play the harp, and would you like to audition her?" So that's how we met.
So you got both. You got your good actress and your good harpist.
Absolutely. I just couldn't believe it. I mean, really must have been one of the only actresses of that age who could play the harp in London at that time. So it was an absolutely incredible stroke of luck. And she was quite different to how I'd imagined my character in the script. And this is something that was a really good lesson for me as a director, actually, because she came into the audition room and she looked quite different to the person I'd written. But what I noticed immediately was that performance and the lively quality of the actor should come first, way above what you think you've got in your head. Because as a writer, you think you can hear the character's voice in your head as you're writing, and you go over it hundreds of times, and you think you know how lines should be delivered. But when you've got an incredible actress like Jessie, when as soon as she started to deliver the lines, it was just something else. There's a real magic to her. So she actually began to breathe real life into the character rather than a kind of two-dimensional character that was living in my head. She delivered the lines in ways I'd never thought. And she really knew how to make that character flesh and blood. And that it was immediately obvious what talent she had and that we ought to cast her for the part.
So you could see her potential back then?
Yes. straight away. And as a director, you sometimes offer what's called notes or adjustments to an actor's performance. And it might not be that they've done it wrong, but you just want to see what else might be in the line. And any note I gave Jessie, her response was just incredible and surprising. I think that she's a bit of an alchemist, which links quite well with her new role in Hamlet in a way, is I think she does have a way of bringing something to life, and it must be the power of her own imagination that it comes into play. She knows how to put that magic spell on you and on the audience, and you believe in that character that she's created and sort of projected in front of your eyes. It was immediately clear that she was incredibly talented, and I just believed what I saw. I actually forgot even that I'd written the lines and that this was pretend. I just thought this is a real character delivering a genuine emotion right here in this rehearsal room.
Jessie herself, what was she like to work with?
She was incredibly professional, incredibly giving. And in the film Join My Band, there's luckily an opportunity for her to sing because, surprise, surprise, the band comes together quite well and they manage to mix the harp into the punk rock band. And we had original music written for the film. And another strange coincidence that happened was the day that I was actually travelling to the audition with Jessie, there was a little article in the newspaper about a harpist who'd become a pop star who used to be a launderette. So we just tried to contact her and she was brilliant and she wrote the score for the film and later got even further into film music and has been Oscar nominated for one of her tracks as well. She's called Lucinda Bell. So she wrote a beautiful song that Jessie had to sing. So we had the pleasure not only of seeing her act, but also seeing her perform and using her incredible voice. And some of my best memories of that film were being in the recording studio with Jessie and seeing her really belting out this song and doing it in so many different ways, the epitome of professionalism, generosity and talent.
You'll be watching the Oscars, I assume.
Yes, I'm going to try and stay up as late as I possibly can and very excited to see what transpires, and we'll definitely have all my fingers crossed for Jessie to have a big night. It's exciting. I feel she's got a good chance.
And there you go. That was Naomi Wright, who is a writer and director who wrote and directed a movie, a short film called Join My Band, way back in 2011. One of the first films that Jessie Buckley was involved in. And it was very nice of Naomi to share her memories and pay tribute to Jessie there. And as she spoke to Alan O'Brien earlier on in the week.